TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, meaning the things that are in the sinful nature, they always come to the surface. And when they come to the surface, they come to the surface of these.
All this work in chaos.
Just want all this work in chaos.
Don't calculate it.
Yes, it is spiritual. No, I'm not pleasant.
Just don't calculate all.
Spiritual. Yes, it is spiritual. No, I'm not pleasant.
Just don't.
I am not poison. No, I am not poison. Just a boy from the hood that got my hands in the air in despair. Don't shoot. I just want to do good. I am not poison, just a boy from the hood that got my hands in the air in despair. Don't shoot, I just wanna do good. Pray your father's father wasn't touching his little daughter, creating transgenerational trauma that should've haunt you. Pray your little cousin ain't fall from the place that you fall asleep. Of course it's hard for you. Nigga ain't those, I ain't washing the weak. I ain't changed clothes to the black album, y'all rap out of my. Wrestled in the streets till I tapped out of them. Them niggas is WWE. Y'all can have that, I'm smack dab in a hurricane of emotions. Can't even raise my little daughter, my little Carter. We call her Blue cause it's sad that. How could I be a dad that? I never had that. Shattered in a million pieces, where the glass at? I need a drink, shrink or something. I need an angelic voice to sing something. Bless my soul, extend your arms, I'm cold. Hold me for a half hour till I'm whole. I am not poison, no, I am not poison. Just a boy from the hood that got my hands in the air in despair. Don't shoot, I just wanna do good.
Spiritual, yes it is spiritual. No, I'm not pleasant.
Just don't calculate all.
Spiritual, yes it is spiritual. No, I'm not pleasant.
Just don't.
Sick of hiding in holes and behind hyperbole. This is the real me unfold. Gangster is love, I'm thugging, I'm hugging. This is tougher than any gun that I raised, any crack that I blazed, that was nothing. Peeling back the layers, uncovering scars that never healed, I never kept it this real. I acted out my life in stages with 10,000 people watching. Where's the little boy I knew? I must have got him. Stunting, of course we never grew. But we're alone now and I'm singing this song for you. Stunting, of course we never grew. But we're alone now and I'm singing this song for you. I am not poison, no, I am not poison. Just a boy from the hood that got my hands in the air in despair. Don't shoot, I just wanna do good. I am not poison, no, I am not poison. Just a boy from the hood that got my hands in the air in despair. Don't shoot, I just wanna do good.
Spiritual, yes it is spiritual. No, I'm not poison.
Just don't calculate all.
Spiritual, yes it is spiritual. No, I'm not.
Relationship one today, Jay-Z kicking it off for us inside the Social Lab. Hey, jump 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Again, helping you get over the hump. Thanks for rocking with us inside Social Lab. Weeze up in here. Hey, hanging out with Fee. She going to be cooking it up in the kitchen. A couple times before we get out of here. Let's go to the other side of the eight. Welcome, Hot Chocolate into this joint. What up, Ma?
What's crackulating, TM Hama Radio family? Happy hump day. Get over it, slide over it, slide under it, get through it. Whatever you do, just make your way through the weekend as quickly approaching.
I'm definitely trying. Definitely trying.
Yeah.
Hey, been really excited for your announcement from Monday. Your new journey on this wellness thing. Like, listen, Team 515, all up in here. People getting their wellness on. Listen, I invite you to join the movement, hashtag Team 515. And listen, 515 doesn't necessarily have to be with me in the morning at 515. It could be 515 in the afternoon.
Yeah, because that's probably when mine is going to be.
Listen, Team 515, we're simply committed to a healthy lifestyle. Our wellness is serious to us, mind, body, soul, and we go on from there. So, again, jump on it, 917-889-3926 to join in on the convo tonight, Relationship Wednesday. Listen, South Carolina brings us, I was just ready to roll with it, South Carolina, Columbia, yeah. South Carolina, to be specific, brings us, what's up, Mom?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, hey, Fee.
I want to know what you got in the kitchen, but I'll hold off until you're ready.
Okay.
What's the weather like in Columbia? Because the weather's a little wacky right now up and down the East Coast.
Well, here it's about as hot as a prostitute sitting on the front pew on a Sunday in a red dress. Yeah,
exactly.
That's pretty hot. That's pretty
hot. I like
hot.
That description.
Yeah.
Good gracious.
Pretty smoking hot.
Yeah, it's hot. And
with
we
a
just getting started.
We hope you find some coolness sooner than later.
It's called AC. All day.
Sooner than later. Hey, I'm looking out there, and I see we got the coupon lady live out of Tampa tonight, checking in.
Hey, coupon lady.
I need some Tide and some Haagen-Dazs coupon lady. You already know.
Really?
Haagen-Dazs is not a part of our lifestyle change.
No. Let's get focused.
Well,
get you some Halo.
Tide keeps us fresh. I've not had any Haagen-Dazs in a long time. So,
Well,
I'll leave right there.
What I've
anyway,
been told here is
fun, lady.
I've been told the Halo is the new Haagen-Dazs because half the little, I guess it's the half pint container is only 240
really
calories for the whole thing.
Yes,
and I heard it's
very
fantastic.
Good.
Yes.
Yes.
That's what I hear.
Yes, yes. It is. It's very good.
What is
you won't
that?
Miss
what
all
mean.
The other stuff.
What is it?
It's a
it's
low cal,
cream.
Low fat ice cream. Yeah, but it's really,
yeah.
really good. Like you'll forget
who
that you're eating something healthy.
If it's low cal and low fat, who wants that?
Mr. 515 does. Mr. 515.
Right.
I'm getting it
exactly.
in.
Exactly.
Yes.
Mr. I don't want to go back
fine.
To.
You either don't eat ice cream or you do, but when you eat it, I'm thinking you really want to eat ice cream.
Well, you
it's
may want to eat ice cream that is a healthy alternative where the whole container is 240 calories. So if you have to sit there and indulge, then you're not going to do that much damage to the work that you put in.
Absolutely.
I respect you. I respect it.
There you go.
I won't write that
there
off. I won't write it off as fake news. I respect it.
Alternative fact.
I do. I will not write it off as fake news. Hey, we got Fee cooking it up in the kitchen real soon. Hey, Relationship Wednesday, Hump Day, helping you get over the hump. Often we hear it today I don't need a man. You hear women really say how they don't need men, and they can handle it all by themselves. They can take care of business all by themselves. But I think what has happened is we have created generations of young people who have perpetuated the notion that I don't need a man. And in some instances, there are young men who feel like they don't need women. And I think we are confused as a society. My question tonight is, do you really feel to be productive in society? Can we really function without one another? I think there's been a huge collapse in the structure of the family because of the notion that I don't need one or the other. Can we really function effectively without one another in society is the question tonight. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. I don't need a spouse to be happy. I don't need a relationship to be happy. Is that true? Is the question tonight. Hump Day, Relationship Wednesday. Fee, is that true? You don't need a man to be happy. Can you truly be happy in this life without a man?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think you don't need let me get my wording correct.
You were pretty emphatic.
I feel two people need to be.
Because
I feel like two individuals need to be whole in order to come into a healthy relationship. So happiness starts with self. Now, when you find that inside, then it'll exude on the outside. So you'll attract that. So you don't necessarily need somebody else to make you happy. You have to be happy with self first. Then it extends outward. Now, if you're not happy and you meet a significant other, that individual is not going to complete it because you didn't even find it within yourself first. You follow me? So, I mean,
I absolutely follow.
You know,
so I just want to ask this question again. I just want to ask this question again so that we have your perspective clear. Is it possible for you as an individual to live a full life today forward without a relationship, without a man?
No.
You say yes.
No. No, I say
okay.
No, because I'm happy with fee. So, yes, I want to have that partner. I want to have that significant other. But that individual would have to come to me whole as well and happy. And we'll just, you know, ride off into the sunset and be, you know, running through the tulips and all
right.
that kind of stuff. But,
yeah.
you know,
okay.
not in a sense where, you know, that individual is not happy and, you know, pissing in my cornflakes.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. No, totally get it, totally understand. I think the question and the rationale is really about our dependency emotionally, a connection, right? I think when one is
mm-hmm.
seeking happiness, we cannot make ourselves happy. We have to be whole and we have to be happy as individuals, right? Meaning
there you
that
go.
We're fulfilling purpose. But as it
right.
relates to connection, I think we need a significant other in order to truly
mm-hmm.
acquire that utopia of happiness, if you will. But I digress. Hot chocolate. Can you be happy without a relationship, without a man? And even if it was a woman that you desired, could you be happy solo for the rest of your life?
Well, just to be clear, the woman part is out for me, first and foremost.
We are in Atlanta.
Right, and you have to make it perfectly clear. But I can only because, I'm not going to say only because, I can because I have been in relationships where I thought being with that man was going to make me happy. And just like Fee said, at that particular time in my life, there were a lot of things that I was not happy with within myself, and it took for me to be by myself to find that happiness and to find what exactly it was that was making me happy. And right now, I'm at a point in my life where I would rather be by myself and just be happy with me than be with someone else thinking that they're going to make me happy, and in turn, it's making me unhappy. So
true.
I cannot say that I miss male companionship in a relationship because I'm not currently in one, because, you know, it's fun. It feels good. You know, it makes you happy when both of you are together making each other happy. But when one or the other, whether it's you or, you know, in my case, the male party, isn't happy for whatever reason, it makes everything horrible. So yes, I can. Yes, I would like to, but I want the same thing that Fee wants. I would like for us both to be happy coming together, like she said, holding hands, skipping off into the tulips. That may be, you know, far fetched because nothing is crystal clear perfect, but
I
would like to be as close to that as possible.
I think what you think about, you bring about. Hey, it's 9:16.
Uh-huh.
It's the Social Lab Relationship Wednesday. We'll be right back. Here's Live Boy Cody.
All I ask is that you show a little bit of appreciation. But I just sit 20 minutes to relax when I come home instead of being attacked with questions, and that's the whole damn thing.
You think that I nag you?
That's all you do. All you do is nag me. Nothing I ever do is ever good enough. I just want to be left the hell alone. The hell alone.
That you've been through, how could I put you through the same, girl? Yeah. I'm tired of the games and I don't want to play no more. And after all that we've been through, yeah, I know we've been through a lot, girl. I know things won't be the same, I know things won't be the same, baby. Basing all my relationships off the past, I never knew how long this shit would last, and now I'm sitting here, I'm mad. But nothing lasts forever, but if I knew what I knew then I would've done you better. Let's just speak the truth. And when I think of love, I think of you. How selfish of me not to see it from your point of view. You've been wanting real love, I know that shit is overdue. It's hard to move on when I'm not even over you. Loud. I know I play with your mind, girl. I know I wasted your time, girl. Yeah, I know. But I'm tired of the games and I don't wanna play no more. I know I play with your heart, girl. Yeah, I know I did, I know I did, I know. But I'm tired of the games and I don't wanna play no more. Reminiscing off old days, hoping that I'm strong enough to carry my own weight. Shawty moving on, I know we move at our own pace. Just hoping we can have another chance at it one day. Living life fast, speeding up and then I crash. Where I see my life flashing, now all I think of is you. But I let time pass, thanking God for what we had. Cause though you're not here by my side, still have memories of you, I won't forget you, baby. How could I be so selfish? All about the green, I guess a nigga on this elf shit. Shawty gave me soul, so she was on her Elvis. And true love, I felt it, and now I can't feel shit. It's fucking with me, but truth be told is I'm the one to blame. Cause all a nigga did was play a lot of games, feeling dumb and so ashamed. Now I'm trying to maintain, but at the same time, things won't be the same. I know things won't be the same, baby. And yeah, I miss you, baby. I wanna kiss you, baby. How could I be so shady? Don't blame yourself, put it all on me. But baby, I'ma get it right. But you know I won't change overnight. But I'ma put in work, baby, overtime. Cause I don't wanna play these games no more. I don't wanna play, I don't wanna play, I don't wanna play, I don't wanna play.
TM Hammer Radio Live 9:19 p.m. here in the Social Lab. ATL Southside is where I am, your girl Hot Talk with TM Hyman, and we are about to indulge in something delicious and delectable with our resident culinary confectionery specialist, Fee, chopping up with Fee.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, rat. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken.
Hey, well, tonight I'm going to bring you guys a sexy honey whiskey steak tip. What you're going to grab is a fourth of a cup of packed light brown sugar, a third of a cup of Jack Daniel's Tennessee honey, a fourth of a cup of soy sauce, a fourth of a cup of Worcestershire sauce. I can never say that. A half a teaspoon of red pepper flakes, 2 cloves of garlic mint, 2 pounds of steak, ribeye, sirloins, or filet, it's of your choice, 2 tablespoons of vegetable oil, 3 tablespoons of butter, and a 6-ounce package of mushrooms cut in quarters. Now, you're in a medium bowl, you're going to whisk together your honey and your brown sugar. Then you're going to slowly add in your whiskey, your soy sauce, your red pepper flakes, and your garlic, and you're going to pour it into a large Ziploc bag. Add your steak cubes and refrigerate for about 2 to 4 hours. Then you're going to heat your vegetable oil and 2 tablespoons of butter in a cast iron pan over medium heat high. Add steak. You'll probably need to cook it in 2 batches because you don't want to overcrowd your pan. Then you're going to cook until it's seared on all sides. Remove from pan. Add your remaining butter to your pan and cook down your mushrooms until browned. Then it's going to make a sauce. Now you can serve that over some red potatoes, or if you'd like, some lentils, or maybe even some rice. But that is your sexy honey whiskey steak tip.
Hmm.
What do you guys
think? That is indeed a little sexy.
Yeah, that sounds extra sexy. So I have a quick question. How do you feel about coconut oil versus vegetable, canola, peanut, just for cooking purposes?
It depends on what you're cooking, because believe it or not, a lot of people say that the coconut oil doesn't have a taste. It does. So, you know, depending on what you're cooking. Now, me personally, I've sauteed different sauces, flambés, something that'll go over ice cream, and I've utilized the coconut oil versus butter. But it also had the brown sugar or your regular cane sugar that was added. So that particular flavor didn't offset anything. To me, it does give a slight sweetness. So it depends on what you're cooking. And then, of course, coconut oil, it's so packed that you would actually have to use a whole lot if you were, say, trying to fry. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
you know, you just kind of, you know, kind of gauge it as far as that's concerned.
That's sure, and it is pricey. It definitely ain't cheap.
And it's very pricey. And no, it's not. Not at all. But a little goes a long way.
Sure.
Make your little go a long way. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Every Wednesday, we got Fee live out of Columbia, South Carolina, cooking it up real sexy here in our kitchen. Your name? Hey, 917-889-3926. Tonight's topic, are you really able to live that full, happy life alone? People say, I don't need a man. I don't. Very few men say, I don't need a woman, unless they just don't like women. But women often say, I don't need a man. And it's not necessarily a woman that don't like a man. It's not a woman who's into women. They're just women who really feel like they can be happy alone. And I just don't think that's the case. We weren't built to be alone. And because we weren't built to be alone, we aren't meant to be alone. And I think our happiness, you know, once we get beyond the hurt, right, that's really hurt talking. That's pain talking.
Mm-hmm.
That's frustration talking, right? I mean, if you're really honest about it, you might not need the individual in the sense that you can pay your own bills. You might not need the individual in the sense that you're confident within yourself. But we weren't built nor meant to be alone. Therefore, we do need one another, you know? And regardless of whether, you know, it is hetero or in this ultra-homo environment we live in, it's about your dependency on another person emotionally.
Sure.
Your happiness is tied up, tangled up with being vulnerable with someone else. That's where your
that's
true happiness is.
Pain and pride talking to me, I think. And in the sense of just being a woman, you can pay your own bills, but who wants to pay all of the bills by themselves? You can, you know, take out the garbage, change a tire, you know, clip the hedges.
Well, let me tell you something.
I will
tell you that it was always my intention to always pay the bills myself. Even though it's still not my intention to be by myself, it was my intention to always pay the bills by myself, because to me that's what a provider does. But I can tell you that I understand where you're coming from. Because the whole concept is who doesn't want to share, right? Because I think happiness is tied into sharing. Whether you are, you know, what's the word?
The breadwinner?
Independent?
The breadwinner. That's the word. The breadwinner. Okay. Whether you're the breadwinner or not, there's still the concept of sharing the household. Even if you're the breadwinner, you dig?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I feel
our happiness is tied into sharing. Go ahead, Fee.
No, I mean, I get that. I really feel like what you're saying is key, but I feel like in today's society, I get a lot of men who say, you know, I'm ready to be a king and so on and so forth. Okay, that's great. And I'm in a position where I'm willing to submit to someone who is a quote-unquote king, but if you're not showing king characteristics, if you're showing joke, what is it, what's that, the little jester that's in the cast?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Right. If you're showing jester roles, how can I follow you? You're not in a position to lead. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
so
I think this is a great topic, right? And we definitely are going to run out of time. But see, I think the mistake that we make is we try to get to third base without properly assessing first base. And there's this thing that's called evaluation. There's an assessment. Everything, everybody should go through an assessment period, right? Because you have to determine, is this for me? Is this for me for a variety of reasons? Am I going to get the return on my investment? If I'm not going to get the return on my investment and I can see that on first base, why the hell am I moving to second base, let alone third base?
Absolutely.
But guess what? Too many of us raced to third base, and we knew at first base we weren't going to get the return on the investment, but we followed through anyway. Come on, now.
Mm-hmm.
We got to make better decisions.
I agree.
And we're back.
I agree.
Absolutely.
And we'll probably pick up with this topic, if not Monday, next Wednesday. Hey, be safe out there. Take us home, folks.
All right.
Everybody have a fantastic week. Oh, sorry, it's not the weekend yet. We'll see you on Friday. TM Hyman
there
Radio.
You go.
Get ready. Go ahead, Fee.
Whatever you do, do it well.
That's right. And get ready for the hot chocolate transformation. Hashtag drop these 35 with Herbalife, baby.
There you
Let's
go.
Do it.
to be so sexy. Oh my God. Y'all.
See him on the live radio show. See him on the live. See him on the live. See him on the live.